This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is Metal Shop Eck here on 99.9 KISW, and right now we actually have an awesome dude. He is a guest in studio. His band, Himsa, will be reuniting for a huge show, almost sold out, at El Corazon next weekend, Halloween weekend.
Yeah.
And it's going to be awesome. Himsa, a hugely important band here on Metal Shop for the metal community in the early to mid-2000s. They broke up in 2008, and after 8 years, they are back together. John Pettibone, welcome to Metal Shop.
Hi, boys.
Hey, man. Good to have you back on again.
Thanks for having me.
I think one of the first photos we ever had at Metal Shop here was us looking young and dumb with you, actually. So it's good to have you back.
No facial hair.
And even
exactly.
Further even further back, we actually used to do a show on KGRG called Dead Air.
Yes.
And he was our first big get for an
Yay.
Interview. And I remember how stoked we were, like little
so
kids.
So long ago.
Exactly.
Back
good
again.
Times.
Well, congrats on the show, man. We're stoked to see
Thanks,
you guys,
guys
play on Saturday.
Me too. I'm really excited. Thanks for being a part of it.
Most definitely. We wouldn't have it any other way. So tell us a little bit about how you guys got back in contact. How long, let's start at the beginning. How long have you guys been talking, and when did you decide you want to do this again?
Well, we all remained friends, which was the most important part after the breakup.
Right. Good, yeah.
Yeah, and maybe 2 years ago, I kind of put the bug out to Derek, the bass player, and was like, Derek and I share a birthday on December 8th,
okay.
So
oh, wow.
It was kind of like, hey, do you want to do this? Because we usually really talk around our birthday, so just like, hey, what's up, man?
Yeah, yeah,
totally.
And I was like, hey, do you want to do a show? And he was kind of on the fence about it. And he's like, well, let's see what the other guys want to do. And Sammy, Kirby, and Chad were all for it, but Derek was kind of on, like I said, on the fence about it.
Yeah.
I think he was feeling more of like maybe getting back together and like going for it again. There's been so many life changes within our lives that it's not realistic to do something
sure.
like that.
Yeah, you're a relatively new father.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Four-year-old boy, thank you.
Yeah.
And Josh has a couple kids, and everyone has went off to school, graduated, and
everyone has lives.
Exactly.
They have their own lives.
Yeah. Chad has a couple kids, and so it was talk for a second and then it went away. Well, then late last year, it kind of came up again.
Sure.
And it was just like, hey, do you want to do this? And I was all for it. And Derek was like, it's your birthday present.
Nice.
all the guys say yes, and we'll get going for it. And we originally were thinking of doing it in the springtime.
Okay.
But I got hurt, and I tore two discs in my back.
Damn.
So basically,
whew.
Yeah, I was laid up for a couple months.
That's why you had the cane.
And then I had a cane, was walking with a cane for a while, and now I have...
A pimp cane.
Yeah. So now I have a really bad sciatica. Which is part of that injury, and
so you're gonna be doing
so
lots of stage dives,
right? Exactly, exactly. We decided to push it off and really concentrate on just practicing because once the idea started going and picking a set and whatnot, it was a lot harder than what we really imagined. With the old band I did, as you guys know, Undertow,
yes.
Getting that back together and playing some reunion shows with that was a lot easier. I don't know why. I guess the HIMSA stuff just is very taxing and, you know, those guys play very fast.
That's shredding.
Yeah, I didn't realize I had written so many lyrics to those songs. It was just really
so
dumb
many
of me.
Words.
Yeah, and so getting into the fold of it, we're like, oh man, what did we get ourselves into? And then we're like, well, let's come up with this idea of playing a couple shows, like warm up shows, under fake names, and like getting buddies' bands to get to play a show and just playing first. And
yeah, you guys played as Crush Pile.
Crush Pile at Slim's.
That was a great show.
It was fun. It was a good time playing on the back of a truck.
Yeah,
it was a first. My favorite part about it, not only just getting back and playing the songs with the guys again, and you know, you guys coming out and seeing old friends and whatnot, but to looking over the fence and seeing kids underage that weren't even around
like
when we were a band outside the fence watching us, that made me really happy. Mm-hmm. And then we did another one as Scarlump, and we played a show over in Bremerton,
yes.
Which was really fun. And then we played a couple weeks ago at the Valley and we were called Metal Musil. And I actually did double duty with that band I do now, Aris.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
So played first and played last. It was really tough. But Theories played, and Deathbed Confessions. Those guys set it up, and it was awesome. The place holds like 50 people, and there's like 200.
Love the Valley.
It was crazy.
That's awesome.
It was a really, really good time. So I'm glad we did those, because it got a lot of weight off our shoulders and knew that we had to practice a lot more to really do this one at Core Zone.
It's a great
proper
idea, man.
Yeah.
Plus it's something for, like, you know, the old school fans, the local people that have been around forever. And
yeah, and I'm really excited too, because you know, after the band split, and you know, I still work at Core Zone, and seeing all these new kids, new metal bands, new hardcore bands coming through, and they're like, oh, you know, we heard about your shows and how amazing they were. I'm excited to like do a show and have these kids opened up to something that they wouldn't have seen before.
Whole new generation.
That you guys know me well, then I'm a pretty big purist when it comes to those things. And
sure.
That's going to be an exciting part of it. I'm still trying to talk the wife into letting me bring our 4-year-old.
Oh,
I don't know if that's going to work.
Gotta get the
teach him the songs.
Because if he doesn't want to be there, she has to leave with him. So.
Good
little
point.
Johnny's first stage dive.
Right.
All right, we got John Pettibone in studio right now from HIMSA, Nine Iron Spitfire, Undertow, and right now in Aris. We're going to play a song off of Courting Tragedy and Disaster, and we'll be back with more from Mr. Pettibone. Here's Kiss or Kill. It's Metal Shop. Back here on Metal Shop, some HIMSA, Recording Tragedy and Disaster. Was that 2003? 2002?
Probably.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there.
Three, I think.
I remember that show. Oof. That was. I remember the first show that you guys played when that record came out. I think I spent about $100 on merch. I bought I bought a bunch of Excursion Record stuff because I was like the first time I'd ever seen their booth, and I bought your guys' record. I bought your guys like 3 T-shirts. I bought it on vinyl.
Beautiful. We got John Pettibone from HIMSA and a ton of awesome Seattle bands in studio right now. John, I've been seeing you mentioning things about you've been finding like old boxes of merch and like old HIMSA stuff.
Yeah, speaking of Excursion, Dave Larson, our friend, and put out the first record.
Yeah, shout out to Dave.
A bunch of other stuff, yeah. He was going through storage 2 months ago and found like 3 giant bins of our old merch.
Cool.
That we just forgot about, I guess. And like T-shirts from like every tour, belt buckles, all kinds of stuff. So we're gonna try and get rid of it.
You know what? He shouldn't have told you guys and then been around the corner and sold it.
Bootlegging HIMSA shirt.
Oh yeah.
Yo, I got these belt buckles. Yo, you need a belt buckle?
Dave is the hustler.
Yo, you need a HIMSA trucker hat? I got them right here. Back in my van.
It's more expensive inside. We got it for cheap.
John, what do you? Because you've been playing music fairly consistently. Was there a little break in between HIMSA and Eris? Like. For how long?
I Am the Thorn.
Yeah, that's right.
I think the only break I took was when I moved to New York, but I worked for a band, so I was still involved somewhat. And
so what's it been, like 30 years now?
Yeah, 89.
Yeah, coming up on it.
Joined Undertow.
Like, what are a few of the biggest differences between being in a band now and being in a band back then?
I think just the subcultures. There's just so much going on. And working at El Corazon, you just see it all, where you see the young kids coming up. You can tell that they get it, and then, you know, after a while, they really get it. And, you know, there's a starting point for everyone. And the biggest difference I see is, especially for this city, it gets really fickle at times. Where, like the Ringworm show the other night.
No one came.
Yeah. It was very unattended and kind of disappointing. Still a great show. Ringworm killed it. But then, you know, let's say Nails comes to town and it's like 800 kids.
Right.
It's just like,
it's hyped.
I don't know. You know, for myself, and I know you too, you know, the roots of things were always struck importance in music, and going back and seeing who influenced your favorite bands. You know, for me, it was growing up with skateboard magazines and just diving into those and looking at thank you lists on the back of records and see what bands they thanked, and then you get those records and on and on and on. I think today there's just so much oversaturation that you just can't really keep up. You can't really blame anybody. And right now, it seems like to be in a band is more important than a structure or like passion for a band is how
they
I
get an
see
Instagram
it.
Before they write a song,
right? And you know,
that's true.
You know, touring Europe before
playing a local
you know,
show,
yeah, touring the Northwest, and just but it is what it is. It's you know, can't stop it, can't change it, and just roll with it.
It's that dissemination, it's the internet, yeah, really.
It really is. It makes it really easy, it's acceptable. You know, you can book your own tour in that way. And I mean, the first Undertow tours to the first HIMSA tours, it was basically the same way as, you know, making phone calls. You didn't have a booking agent or anything like that.
Yeah.
And
having your contact, making friends in
exactly.
other towns.
Exactly. And then keeping those contacts and sharing those contacts. And that was the networking. And now with, you know, the internet and iPhones and all that stuff, it makes it a lot easier. But also, bands expect more.
Sure.
When it comes to that, they think that you do go on tour.
They're entitled.
There's no struggle.
Yeah.
There's
like,
no
hey, man,
sacrifice.
I made a Facebook post, dude.
Yeah.
Where's my guarantee?
Yeah, exactly.
Most
important. You know, and that's not just kid bands. That's adult bands. I dealt with adult bands last night, and the same kind of thing. It's just like, you bite your tongue, and you know what? There's a lot worse things in the world going on to you getting your, you know, loaf of bread and meat and cheese plate.
Right.
It blows my mind sometimes.
A more important question, though, is who's your favorite professional wrestler?
Ooh,
oh, God. Of all
here
time?
We go. Yes. You're going to open up of the can time. Of worms like that?
Ooh.
Jesus, we're going to be here for like 3 hours.
Well, I do have an Undertaker tattoo.
There you go.
It's Undertaker. And I was watching years and years before Taker even came around. But I think at that time, it was something new. He didn't speak. It was just this aura and this realm around him that was, you know, it hadn't been done before. And he wasn't like a jacked up guy.
Yeah.
He wasn't in tights. He was, you know, he was the Undertaker, came out in all black.
The dark
spirit.
Got
to back that. Yeah. And just crushed dudes. And then he beat
Hulk
Hogan.
And you're wearing an Undertaker shirt right now.
I am.
Oh, God. Yes.
That is a savage t-shirt.
Yeah, thank you. You know, he beat Hogan for the championship. So, yeah. And I can't never liked Hulk Hogan.
For a one-day title reign.
That's okay. Still, a win's a win.
I got to jump in here because I know you guys can run on this for a long time.
Yeah,
we're going to hit a quick break and be back with more John Pettibone from HIMSA playing this Saturday at El Corazon. This is Metal Shop on the Rock.
It's Metal Shop. We are here with John Pettibone of HIMSA, of Eris, of Undertow. So many awesome projects here in the Northwest. He is a Northwest institution. If you've been a drunk-ass fool at El Corazon, he may have kicked your ass out.
Yeah, but you probably deserved it.
They are playing. HIMSA is going to be playing an awesome reunion show next Saturday, and it's going to be an awesome one. It's not only going to be HIMSA, but also an up-and-coming local kind of punk rock band called Pinned Red, a band from Texas that is back together now called Die Young, Wake of Humanity, a great local metalcore band, and Lowest Priority, and also an up-and-coming hardcore band in the area. So let's just talk to you. I mean, what made you want to pick these bands that all the bands opening? It's quite a lineup.
Pretty much friendships.
Sure.
Pin Red has ex-HIMSA members and ex-Hell Promise, who always played shows with. Lowest Priorities were just some of the younger kids that had been coming to Corazon shows, and I've seen them growing up and really love what they're doing. Like I was saying before, the, you know, kids that get it, they definitely do.
Yeah.
And striving to make the scene, you know, a positive place to be in.
Yeah, more inclusive as well.
Yeah. And then Wake Humanity, Chris LaPointe, he actually sang for him. So on an Asia tour that I couldn't do.
Nice.
I was out on the road with Botch at the time. And so, you know, he has that connection with HIMSA.
Sure.
And that's his band. And, you know, Mike and all those guys have, you know, been friends with them forever and ever
Metal
and ever.
Mike.
And then Die Young, Wake of Humanity is on tour with them right now.
Cool.
And it was their home show, and they were just like, hey, this is the tour we're doing, can they be on it? He's like, yeah, sure, no problem.
Yeah.
But with that also, because we want the night to also be special, and there's other friends bands playing, and so after the HIMSA set, the Funhouse, which is the other stage of the club,
right next door,
there's another, is basically a free show. So if people don't come to HIMSA, they can go to this thing, and it's this band Idols, who I've always loved, local band, playing some songs, and then Mercy Ties, one of my favorite bands right now in town, a great botchist kind of vibe to them.
Very cool, man.
Very cool. And then this band from France called Birds in Row, who are on Deathwish, who are an incredible three-piece in that Converge realm of stuff.
Awesome.
They're awesome. And that's the end of their tour, too.
Cool.
So it's just like a big night of awesome music and friendships.
Like nine bands.
Yeah.
And things are going to get wacky, because I know people are going to get dressed up.
Yes.
Yeah,
and also,
Halloween
weekend. Bring pillows. Bring pillows, because we want a giant pillow fight. We don't want fights, and we don't want violence. We want pillow fights and fun. And we're going to decorate the place, and there's going to be, you know, like the last show, throwing things and making a mess. It's going to be a good time. The janitors of El Corazon will hate us. It's going to be great.
Bring pillows, not
Fago. Okay.
Thank you. Yes.
What are they going to do? Fire you?
Right. Right.
I'll wave my cane at you.
Pillow fights, dude. Pillow fights, stage dives, man.
Who doesn't like a pillow fight, right?
Hell yes.
And come dressed up, please.
Nazis. Nazis don't like
That's
pillow
right.
fights,
We don't
John.
Want you at our show.
We don't want Nazis there.
So I want to round this out by saying, like, and you mentioned that Derek kind of wanted to keep going. Is this going to be it? Are you going to do anything else in the future? What do you think?
And who knows? Never say never, I guess. You know, if the band didn't do some things, like if it was to happen and could everyone was down. For me, I don't want a tour. Like, I don't want to be away from my family.
Right.
That was always in my head. All the years I toured was like the moment I have children that I'm done, because I just want to be home and, you know, watch my kids grow up and never miss, you know, special things and whatnot. And that's just for myself.
Yeah.
So, you know, weekends, things here and there. Some stuff has come to the table with some offers of things, but it's really like, you know, it's not our job. It's not our career. It never was. It was just having a good time and, you know, trying to make ends meet. And if it sounds fun, everyone can do it, then sure. I would hate to be the person that says no when four other people want to do anything or to do something.
Right, right.
So we'll see.
So full-time tour with Slayer.
Yeah,
cool.
Just Halloween show every year.
Ozfest 2017.
That was one of the things. We had a bucket list of things, and obviously Slayer was the top, like, do a tour of Slayer, and it never came around.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Well, you did with Danzig, so...
Did Danzig? I'll take that. That was fun.
Mr. John Pettibone, yes, Himsa, sir, is playing Saturday night. You got any parting words for the Northwest before we see you next
week? I have parting words for you, too. I want to thank you, too, for always just being very humble and being real cool with stuff we've done and stuff I've done. You know, you guys are brothers, and I very much appreciate both of you. And excited for what you guys have done. You've come a long way and still love what you're doing, and it's pretty awesome.
Thanks, man. That's an honor.
Thank you.
My honor.
Oh, my God, I'm going to cry.
Oh. Well, let's get into some music. Here's Himsa. It's the Destroyer. They're playing
perfect
next Saturday. We got some tickets coming up for the Himsa show. Next time you hear from us, we'll be giving those away. It's Himsa on Metal Shop.
Woo!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.